This is the reading for January 30th, Psalm 30. I will praise you, Lord, because you rescued me. You did not let my enemies laugh at me. Lord, my God, I prayed to you and you healed me. You lifted me out of the grave. You spared me from going down to the place of the dead. Sing praises to the Lord, you who belong to him. Praise his holy name. His anger lasts only a moment, but his kindness lasts for a lifetime. Crying may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. When I felt safe, I said, I will never fear. Lord, in your kindness, you made my mountain safe, but when you turned away, I was frightened. I called to you, Lord, and asked you to have mercy on me. I said, what good will it do if I die or if I go down to the grave? Dust cannot praise you. It cannot speak about your truth. Lord, hear me and have mercy on me. Lord, help me. You changed my sorrow into dancing. You took away my clothes of sadness and clothed me in happiness. I will sing to you and not be silent, Lord my God. I will praise you forever. Exodus chapter 9. Then the Lord told Moses, go to the king of Egypt and tell him, this is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, says, let my people go to worship me. If you refuse to let them go and continue to hold them, the Lord will punish you. He will send a terrible disease on your farm animals that are in the fields. He will cause your horses, donkeys, camels, cattle, goats, and sheep to become sick. But the Lord will treat Israel's animals differently from the animals of Egypt. None of the animals that belong to the Israelites will die. The Lord has set tomorrow as the time he will do this in the land. The next day, the Lord did as he promised. All the farm animals in Egypt died, but none of the animals belonging to the Israelites died. The king sent people to see what had happened to the animals of Israel, and they found that not one of them had died. But the king was still stubborn and did not let the people go. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, fill your hands with ashes from a furnace. Moses, throw the ashes into the air in front of the king of Egypt. The ashes will spread like dust through all the land of Egypt. They will cause boils to break out and become sores on the skin of people and animals everywhere in the land. So Moses and Aaron took ashes from a furnace and went and stood before the king. Moses threw ashes into the air, which caused boils to break out and become sores on people and animals. The magicians could not stand before Moses because all the Egyptians had boils, even the magicians. But the Lord made the king stubborn, so he refused to listen to Moses and Aaron, just as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moses, get up early in the morning and go to the king of Egypt. Tell him, this is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, says, let my people go to worship me. If you don't, this time I will punish you, your officers, and your people with all my power. Then you will know there is no one in the whole land like me. By now, I could have used my power and caused a terrible disease that would have destroyed you and your people from the earth. But I have let you live for this reason, to show you my power so that my name will be talked about in all the earth. You are still against my people and do not want to let them go. So at this time tomorrow, I will send a terrible hailstorm, the worst in Egypt since it became a nation. Now send for your animals and whatever you have in the fields and bring them into a safe place. The hail will fall on every person or animal that is still in the fields. If they have not been brought in, they will die. Some of the king's officers respected the word of the Lord and hurried to bring their slaves and animals inside. But others ignored the Lord's message and left their slaves and animals in the fields. The Lord told Moses, raise your hand toward the sky. Then the hail will start falling in all the land of Egypt. It will fall on people, animals, and on everything that grows in the fields of Egypt. When Moses raised his walking stick toward the sky, the Lord sent thunder and hail, and lightning flashed down to the earth. So he caused hail to fall upon the land of Egypt. There was hail, and lightning flashed as it hailed. The worst hailstorm in Egypt since it had become a nation. The hail destroyed all the people and animals that were in the fields in all the land of Egypt. It also destroyed everything that grew in the fields and broke all the trees in the fields. The only place it did not hail was in the land of Goshen, where the Israelites lived. The king sent for Moses and Aaron and told them, this time I have sinned. The Lord is in the right, and I and my people are in the wrong. Pray to the Lord. We have had enough of God's thunder and hail. I will let you go. You do not have to stay here any longer. Moses told the king, when I leave the city, I will raise my hands to the Lord in prayer, and the thunder and hail will stop. Then you will know that the earth belongs to the Lord. But I know that you and your officers do not yet fear the Lord God. The flax was in bloom and the barley had ripened, so these crops were destroyed. But both wheat crops ripened later, so they were not destroyed. Moses left the king and went outside the city. He raised his hands to the Lord, and the thunder and hail stopped. The rain also stopped falling to the ground. When the king saw that the rain, hail, and thunder had stopped, he sinned again, and he and his officers became stubborn. So the king became stubborn and refused to let the Israelites go, just as the Lord had said through Moses. Exodus chapter 10. The Lord said to Moses, "Go to the king of Egypt. I have made him and his officers stubborn so I could show them my powerful miracles. I also did this so you could tell your children and your grandchildren how I was hard on the Egyptians. Tell them about the miracles I did among them so that all of you will know that I am the Lord." So Moses and Aaron went to the king and told him, "This is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, said. How long will you refuse to be sorry for what you have done? Let my people go to worship me. If you refuse to let my people go, tomorrow I will bring locusts into your country. They will cover the land so that no one will be able to see the ground. They will eat everything that was left from the hailstorm and the leaves from every tree growing in the field. They will fill your palaces and all your officers' houses, as well as the houses of all the Egyptians. There will be more locusts than your fathers or ancestors have ever seen, more than there have been since people began living in Egypt." Then Moses turned and walked away from the king. The king's officers asked him, "How long will this man make trouble for us? Let the Israelites go to worship the Lord their God. Don't you know that Egypt is ruined?" So Moses and Aaron were brought back to the king. He said to them, "Go and worship the Lord your God, but tell me just who is going." Moses answered, "We will go with our young and old people, our sons and daughters, and our flocks and herds, because we are going to have a feast to honor the Lord." The king said to them, "The Lord will really have to be with you if ever I let you and all of your children leave Egypt. See, you are planning something evil. No, only the men may go and worship the Lord, which is what you have been asking for." Then the king forced Moses and Aaron out of his palace. The Lord told Moses, "Raise your hand over the land of Egypt, and the locusts will come. They will spread all over the land of Egypt and will eat all the plants the hail did not destroy." So Moses raised his walking stick over the land of Egypt, and the Lord caused a strong wind to blow from the east. It blew across the land all that day and night, and when morning came, the east wind had brought the locusts. Swarms of locusts covered all the land of Egypt and settled everywhere. There were more locusts than ever before or after, and they covered the whole land so that it was black. They ate everything that was left after the hail. Every plant in the field and all the fruit on the trees, nothing green was left on any tree or plant anywhere in Egypt. The king quickly called for Moses and Aaron. He said, "I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Now forgive my sin this time. Pray to the Lord your God and ask him to stop this punishment that kills." Moses left the king and prayed to the Lord. So the Lord changed the wind. He made a very strong wind blow from the west, and it blew the locusts away into the Red Sea. Not one locust was left anywhere in Egypt. But the Lord caused the king to be stubborn again, and he did not let the Israelites go. Then the Lord told Moses, "Raise your hand toward the sky, and darkness will cover the land of Egypt. It will be so dark, you will be able to feel it." Moses raised his hand toward the sky, and total darkness was everywhere in Egypt for 3 days. No one could see anyone else, and no one could go anywhere for 3 days. But the Israelites had light where they lived. Again the king of Egypt called for Moses. He said, "All of you may go and worship the Lord. You may take your women and children with you, but you must leave your flocks and herds here." Moses said, "You must let us have animals to use as sacrifices and burnt offerings, because we have to offer them to the Lord our God. So we must take our animals with us. Not a hoof will be left behind. We have to use some of the animals to worship the Lord our God. We won't know exactly what we will need to worship the Lord until we get there." But the Lord made the king stubborn again, so he refused to let them go. Then he told Moses, "Get out of here and don't come again. The next time you see me, you will die." Then Moses told the king, "I'll do what you say. I will not come to see you again."
The book of Matthew, chapter 20.
The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at daybreak to hire workers for his vineyard. After agreeing to pay the workers the usual day's wages, he sent them to work in his vineyard. About 9 a.m., he saw others standing in the marketplace without work. He said to them, "Work in my vineyard, and I will give you whatever is right." So they went. He went out again about noon and 3 p.m. and did the same thing. About 5 p.m., he went out and found some others standing around. He said to them, "Why are you standing here all day long without work?" "No one has hired us," they answered him. He said to them, "Work in my vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard told the supervisor, "Call the workers and give them their wages. Start with the last and end with the first." Those who started working about 5 p.m. came, and each received a day's wages. When those who had been hired first came, they expected to receive more. But each of them received a day's wages. Although they took it, they began to protest to the owner. They said, "These last workers have worked only 1 hour, yet you've treated us all the same, even though we worked hard all day under a blazing sun." The owner said to one of them, "Friend, I'm not treating you unfairly. Didn't you agree with me on a day's wages? Take your money and go. I want to give this last worker as much as I gave you. Can't I do what I want with my own money? Or do you resent my generosity towards others?" In this way, the last will be first, and the first will be last. When Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, he took the 12 apostles aside and said to them privately, "We're going to Jerusalem. There the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and scribes. They will condemn him to death and hand him over to foreigners. They will make fun of him, whip him, and crucify him. But on the third day he will be brought back to life." Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her two sons. She bowed down in front of him and asked him for a favor. "What do you want?" he asked her. She said to him, "Promise that one of my sons will sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." Jesus replied, "You don't realize what you're asking. Can you drink the cup that I'm going to drink?" "We can," they told him. Jesus said to them, "You will drink my cup, but I don't have the authority to grant you a seat at my right or left. My Father has already prepared these positions for certain people." When the other 10 apostles heard about this, they were irritated with the two brothers. Jesus called the apostles and said, "You know that the rulers of nations have absolute power over people, and their officials have absolute authority over people. But that's not the way it's going to be among you. Whoever wants to become great among you will be your servant. Whoever wants to be most important among you will be your slave. It's the same way with the Son of Man. He didn't come so that others could serve him. He came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many people." As they were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed Jesus. Two blind men were sitting by the road. When they heard that Jesus was passing by, they shouted, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." The crowd told them to be quiet, but they shouted even louder, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." Jesus stopped and called them. "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. They told him, "Lord, we want you to give us our eyesight back." Jesus felt sorry for them, so he touched their eyes. Their sight was restored at once, and they followed him.